Greetings, everyone. This is Moya with How Betty Davis Saved My Life, with a new segment for How Betty Davis Saved My Life. Greetings, everyone. Greetings, everyone. This is Moya with How Betty Davis Saved My Life, with a new segment for How Betty Davis Saved My Life, Life Lessons from Classic Hollywood, called Late to the Party. As you can hear, the party's already started. And what I mean by late to the party is recent movies that Georgia and or I have recently seen, and you've probably already seen, want to talk about. New segment of How Betty Davis Saved My Life, Life Lessons from Classic Hollywood, called Late to the Party.
Using the right weight matters. The body pod lets...
Well, we don't need that, do we? I don't think so. How are you, everyone? And I'll go back to the party later because, you know, YouTube. It is so good to be here with you again, and we have a doozy for today. Like it said, scandalous, great guys, bad women, once again. And I had to go find me a corner somewhere really private. Maybe I'll try to crack the door and get maybe some of the music to come in. I don't know, but... And I'm going to really try to keep this under an hour, which will be quite the feat for me. But I cannot wait to get into this movie with you. It's called Temptation, 1946, from none other or starring none other than Merle Oberon. And as it says, and I put in one of the promotions, Ori Kelly did the, fashions for this. And I got to tell you guys, well, now we know Merle Oberon is gorgeous. We know that. We know her first became a star with Wuthering Heights in 1939 and just so many other films. And if you don't know who she is, that's unfortunate because she's like almost like a forgotten star from the past. But I'm going to bring her up in a second. But she is or was a really big deal at the time. And this movie, it was scandalous. And so it's 1946, but it's set in the 1900s. And let's take a look at some of the details of the movie, because it's not pre-code shocking, but it was in a sense that it was kind of like a taboo subject, I would say, about intermingling with races, maybe, even though we know that Europe is set in Egypt, but we know was it France had colonized, if you will, or had settlements in Egypt. So you did have the European touch there, and I guess maybe you had some British influence as well. But let's take a quick look at this, some little background, and take a look at Merle Oberon as well. And look how pretty she is. So I hope I could get a good picture of her here. Yeah. No, not that. So I guess she was in this movie too, but this is a really, let me see if we could get a better picture of her. There she is. And I love a raven-haired beauty. you know, everybody's like blind. But Merle Oberon, we just talked about Hedy Lamarr, Kay Francis. The Bennett sisters, was it Constance or the other one? Her name is Escape. It wasn't Constance, it was the other Bennett. She's escaping me. But I love a brunette beauty. I'm brunette. Okay. not right now. I'm a different color right now, but I'm naturally a brunette. I don't know why Linda Carter comes to my mind from Wonder Woman fame. But anyway, I love old-time, old Hollywood brunettes. I always thought they were just gorgeous, and I love redheads as well. Right now, I'm redhead. Natural brunette. Right now, I'm a redhead. But anyway, this is Merle Oberon, and just look how beautiful she is right here. And we're going to get into the fashions some more. But let's talk a bit about this movie just really quickly. Like I said, it was released in 1946. And Merle Oberon had a really interesting background, and kind of gets into it right here. She had mixed heritage as well, but the scandal was that allegedly, her mother, and y'all correct me in the comments, and don't forget to comment, subscribe, share, and like. Let me get the scandal straight. She tried to hide that she was of Indian origin, okay? Like India, like they say now Sri Lanka. But anyway, so she was mixed heritage, but she tried to hide that fact, and that like really haunted her. So she would always try to disguise that, and she had great fear that the Hollywood system would find that out. So she really suffered with a lot of anxiety attacks and such, and panic attacks, hoping that no one would find out her mixed heritage, which is ironic because this movie is about that. But anyway, and I think her mother was her, she played like her mother was her maid, but she didn't know she was her mother for like a long time. They tried to lie, or someone lied to her and say that she was her sister. It was scandal. So poor Merle Oberon, she had just a lot going on mentally, much like this movie, okay? So in this movie, she's co-starred with George Brent, who Bette Davis, our girl, said was her favorite co-star because he never tried to overact or outact her. And he was tall and good-looking, and so, you know, that's just what she wanted. So let's get a picture of George Brent. You all know George Brent. And let me go pull that up in a second. And I'm probably going to fail at my goal of trying to stay under an hour. But y'all know we have to talk about these movies. And I just so enjoy being with you guys and talking about these movies. So let's take a look at George Brent right here. Here he is. And let's get a better picture. He's very good looking as well. And we know he's been in a ton of movies. Uh-oh. And let's click on him. Thank you to IMDb for all their great footage. Very good looking. So he plays her husband in this movie. And again, this is another series in Great Guys, Bad Women. Because in this movie, Merle Oberon's character, is it Ruby? I'll double check. She gets a come up of come up. She comes from a scandalous past. They don't outright say it, and this movie is based on the book Belladonna by Irving Penchel, and I'm going to double-check that. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. But anyway, scandalous past. She, a gold digger, let's just say that. They don't really get into it, but her husband wind up divorcing her, and you know that, they didn't really say who divorced who, but she got a divorce, and you know back then, in the 1900s and before that, like, it was darn near impossible to get a divorce unless there was some outright trickeration or just some outright adultery. So, yeah, I guess we'd have to read the book to know exactly the details of what happened. But, so, gets a divorce, and she is broke. Not broke, broke. And so she's on a hunt again, and she manages to convince George Brent to marry her. And I'm leaving a lot out because I want to I want you to look at this movie. It is for free on, of course, the U of Tubes. And I want you to go and look at it because I don't want you to miss a minute of it. It is a good, just, you know, we like those good soap operas, guys, like we used to look at back in the day. You know, I would say Dallas and just all that good stuff like that. So it's really good just if you want to sit down on a Saturday afternoon and just you know, turn your brain off and look at it. Just look at something good and just enjoy the deliciousness of the Ori Kelly designs. So the movie also co-stars a lot of other people. We have Charles Corvin as, I don't want to butcher this man, as Baruti. And he's handsome, got that cleft chin. And so he plays the lover of Ruby. And then we have Paul Lucas, who's Dr. Isaacson. So he plays really a good friend, a best friend or a better friend of George Friend, but George Brent. Nigel, who is who Ruby marries, who simps. I don't know, that's a strong word. He didn't. I don't know. That's a strong word. I mean, yes and no. But he just, again, good guy. Great guy. Great guy. And just the woman. Anyway, you go look at it. Because like, man, what are you doing? She had nothing. And you know, in the 1900s, because it's set in like 1909 or something like that. If you didn't have any money, well, today if you don't have any money, you know, you could almost forget it. But back then, if you didn't have any money or status, especially women, if you weren't connected to a man with money or status, you might as well be dead. Let's just be honest. And so she manages, because she's beautiful, right, to get this guy, George Brent Nigel, who's a professor and archaeologist. And this is at the time when Egyptology, the Egyptian craze and mummy craze is on, right? So it's really interesting, you know, kind of a go back in time. But anyway, so he, Dr. Isaacson warns George Brent, okay, and this comes up later, about Ruby's past, all right? And then things transpire, like I said, they get married and they go off to Egypt, and she meets Baruti, who's a bigger gold digger than her. He's basically a male gigolo, and he loves money. Baruti loves Baruti, and Baruti loves money. All right, so we got all that settled. And let me share my screen so you can see who I was talking about. So because we already saw George Brent, and let's take a look at Baruti and Dr. Isaacson, played by Paul Lucas. Here he is. And so remember now, Paul Lucas, there's a connection to Betty. He won the best Oscar performance for the movie Watch on the Rhine. I believe that's the name of it, with Betty Davis. And what she played his wife, and he was an escapee. Oh gosh, from he was being blackmailed for something he did during World War II, or some occurrences through World War II. And he has to make a really tough decision. And he was brilliant in that. So that's Paul Lucas. We saw George Brent. Let's take a look at George Brent again, because he was really good looking. And let's see why Betty totally loved, yeah, working with him. And so on that note, here is Charles Corvin, who plays Baruti, who I just mentioned, okay? So remember, I did like Temptation. And I love this woman here. I wondered what happened to her. And is this has to be her. Let's see. Let's really quickly. I think that's the lady. Show us her name, plays Marie. Isn't this the lady who played in Camille? That's not her who play. I always wonder what happened to her. Let's see. They don't say. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that's her. I always, a long absence followed until Camille, 9 more years followed when she appeared in Northwest Outpost. I absolutely loved her in Camille. She just totally stole that role in Camille. I don't know why they got this old picture of her. Let's take a look at it. I'm going to miss my goal. But anyway, look at her in, because she has such a distinct look. And she was so, and so Camille, the one with Greta Garbo. I loved her in that. And I just always wonder what happened to her. Anyway, I'm getting off subject right now. But yeah, okay, mystery freaking solved. So let's get into these clothes. And I think this is one of those films where I think the clothes, Ori Kelly's designs, I saw them first, then I saw the performance. And I know no actress wants that, especially Bette Davis. Bette Davis, she had a love-hate with Ori Kelly because she knew that those clothes would compete. So she with her, because he was, and a lot of people had an issue with that because he was just that freaking fantastic with his clothes. And so I'm not gonna show it. We're gonna get him close, but I just want to show on YouTube. Shout out to One Fashion Question. I'll share that with you in a second. They did a really good job. And there's many things on Ori Kelly. On everywhere, there's books and what have you. Let's take a look at this. So go check out their channel, One Fashion Question, on YouTube. Ori Kelly, the unsung hero of old Hollywood fashion. He's not unsung to me. And I've seen several documentaries, I think several years ago, about on him on Amazon. So for those of us who left Hollywood fashion, and shout out to Ultimate Fashion History and Fashion Film Friday, I believe, Norman B. We know who Ori Kelly is. We love Ori Kelly. Adrian happens to be my favorite designer. And then I will put Ori Kelly, then Dolly Tree. And this channel probably did a lot of these people as well. I just saw something with Travis Banton. So go check that out. I wish they could dress me like right now. So this is like that. Is this that Gilmore Girl? Not the Gilmore Girl. That's the show. What's that? You know what I'm trying to say, from back in the day. I can't remember who it is, but you know what I'm talking about. This look from back in the day. But anyway, so look at the feathers, and we're gonna get into the movie. And I love cameos. I have some cameos, but this is choker and cameo time and lace, a lot of lace. So let's quickly go through this. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to do that. I don't want to skip over that one. And so Merle Oberon looks like she did like Joan Crawford, our girl, another one of our girls. Looks like she switched outfits like every scene just about. So take a look at this. And Norman B., if you're in the chat, let me know. This has to be satin. I don't know my materials. If y'all know, let me know. But this is satin. So I'm a Lillian Langtree, but it wasn't a Gilmore Girl. Was it the Gilmore Girl? But it was that look of that time with the pompadour updo, I guess you would call that. And so this is, I believe they were at a dinner party, and she was super, super nosy and kind of, I loved her character in this. I love a good villain, a good biatch. So dressed like an angel, dressed like a pure bride, and And let's look at another one. And so here, now look at Ori Kelly. So what do we talk about? This is a time with lace, right? And all these ruffles, what I actually love. Look at this. Here's our cameos. And remember, this is also around the same time that I, back to Betty, the little fox's time, right? So, because she's totally giving you that Regina vibe, right? So that's all around the same time frame. And we don't want to miss a thing, honey. Look at this. This is so delicious. So this is Parasol time, right? And they're in Egypt. Now, this is so unrealistic for Egypt. And y'all let me know, those of you who are fashion people, would you wear this in Egypt like you? Because, okay, you have your corset, of course, and your undergarments, of course. You know, it's hot as Hades in Egypt, right? I don't think you could really wear this. If you know what they were wearing, and then we know this is a movie, we know. I don't think you could, a woman, she would pass out. So it looked like, I think, so I've seen like other movies of this time, and they were wearing, like if they were somewhere really hot like that, they were wearing like linen or cotton, things that breathe. This does not look like it would breathe. What is that, organza or something? I have no idea. But I'm a feather girl. Somebody make hats great again, women's hats. Look at this. all Ori Kelly. Don't you love a good cameo? I have a cameo. I have a cameo on a long chain. I have a green one and a black and a green and white and a black and white. Love it. And I don't see cameos a lot anymore. And so take a look at this. Shout out to Ori Kelly. He did that. Let's look at another one. So here we go. The lace. I have a lace blouse. Not like this, I wish. But the lace is ruffles going down the front with the with this like a regular shirt, silk shirt, I think it is. And is it, are people doing still doing lace? Lace will never go out of style. Lace and ruffles. But do are people outside of lingerie, do you still see a lot of lace in everyday wear? I don't think so. But here we go with this gorgeous. So can you imagine Ori Kelly and Adrian and all those other people? They were fashion. Because, you know, Ori Kelly also did Some Like It Hot. I might scroll down to that and find those fashions as well. He designed a lot for Marilyn Monroe. He designed the timeless, iconic white flared up dress when she was standing on the subway grill. And, it, you know, I'll get to that. And it blew up almost over her head. He designed it as well. And we're still rocking that today, right? But, and like I say, Merle Oberon is gorgeous. And so Merle, so you will see her with a lot of netting over her face. Okay, so that's, let me just go to that. Look at Betty. Wait, let's look at Betty. Can we get a picture of her? Look at this. Oh my gosh. So there's another movie. It was this Walraz or something like that. She wasn't the star of this movie, you know, but she starred in it. I was trying to get a fuller picture. Well, there's Marilyn as Sugar Cane and Some Like It Hot. But before that, let's go back. We'll go to that a second. I want to get this picture. I don't know why it's not doing it. There we go. Look at this. So Ori Kelly, he had to do these designs for everybody, right? And for all these different scenes and the details. And then another person would come in with the jewelry and they all had to compliment. And they not necessarily had to be totally accurate, because like I said, in Egypt, would you be wearing those type of materials in Egypt? I think you would pass out. In Juarez, in Mexico, would you be wearing this? You would drop dead, right? But was it fantasy? Let's take a look again. So Betty is killing it in that. I would wear that every day, right? Let's take a look at, so here is that dress Marilyn had on just a minute ago, and Some Like It Hot. I love this. Okay, guys, full disclaimer. I had not this dress, a dress similar like this. It was in a sweater material, and it had I didn't know it when I bought it. There was a rip literally going down my butt, just like Marilyn Monroe's in this area here. I had seen Some Like It Hot, but I know I didn't know this detail, but I instinctively knew to go and get some heart appliques. And I put like 3 heart appliques. So when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, Ori Kelly speaks to me from the grave. Which is, that's so cheeky. Isn't that cheeky? I love that. And pun intended. So I did not know that this existed, but yes. I never wore that dress, doggone. It never had happened. I want to go to, so here's another dress. And that other dress we were just looking at, here it is from the front. So Ori Kelly was not playing, guys. And now Betty used to get mad with Ori Kelly because he wanted to make her wear a bra. And she refused to wear a bra. You know, Betty had a nice rack. And so to compromise, you would see a lot of ruffles in a lot of her clothes to hide the fact that she would not wear a bra. And I think for Marilyn, he built in her underpinnings or her underwear, if you will. So this is built in his flesh tone. But that's so cute. And, you know, he also designed for Dark Victory and now Voyager. So then he had to do an actual period-related piece. Let me see. There's Ori Kelly there. Okay, so he actually had to do for the time design. So he did Dark Victory. We love that movie. Can't remember we've done it yet. I know we keep threatening. So here is Mr. Kelly right there. So go and look him up. He is fabulous, darling. Fabulous. Australian born. And he's won two Academy Awards, two or three. Well, here we go. This is the time I was talking about. About the same time as our movie for today, Temptation with Meryl Oberon. So here we go. And this is Betty in Little Foxes as Regina. And there are the updos. There's that lace. I'm sorry, is that lace? It looks like lace. And here we go, the cameo and the ruffles. And so Betty may or may not have had a bra on there. But when you go back and look at some of the other movies and you see that, and here's, of course, the iconic dress. Ori Kelly designed for 1955, Marilyn Monroe and a 7-Year Itch. And so, and that this here has just been redone over and over and over again, which is just, I loved. I didn't have like this dress, but I did have dresses similar to it with lace. This doesn't have lace, but I was trying to get that Marilyn Monroe look, of course. And I look at, so go and check out, there's Betty. Let's take a look at Betty getting her Oscar, her first Oscar. And this is also Ori Kelly. So she probably does not have a bra on because look at these wide lapels right here. Okay. So again, the man knew what he was doing. And like I said, we spending all our time talking about the clothes other than the movie. Go and look at the movie Temptation. I enjoyed it. Is it like going to knock your socks off? No, it's just one of those, let me just get me a glass of wine and trip out and chill and just luxuriate in these clothes and this woman being an idiot with this guy. Why is she doing this? The poor George Brent. You could say that for several of his movies, right? But I'm sorry. Ori Kelly did the doggone thing. And I just want to show one more. So, Kay, we got to show Kay Francis. But go check out this channel, guys, with Ori Kelly, the unsung hero of Hollywood fashion. You know I got to look at my girl, another raven-haired beauty, right? And just for kicks and giggles, this is – you could totally wear this now. Like, you could wear this whole outfit. Like, Easter's coming up, and if you want to go to the Easter parade and slay, kill it right here with that – get a duplicate or a copy of that, if you will. And I just want to laugh. Oh, let's look at Betty one more time. No bra. This is she. And you can kind of see where her bust line is here because Betty had a nice bust. And this is how Ori Kelly hit it, that she would not wear a bra. And I don't blame a girl. Shoot, she's like, I ain't trying to do all that. And here's Betty. So he also did this as well. But yeah, go check that channel out. There's so much more. He also did the clothes for the guys and some like it. How I was trying to find that as well. He did Casablanca. Betty again. Betty and George Brent. But yeah, go and check out that channel for that lovely, lovely story about Ori Kelly. And so guys, that is it for today. I did it. I got it under I got it under an hour, and I was trying to hit it for I'm sorry, I was trying to get it for, like I said, I was trying to get it for under an hour and at least about 30 minutes, and I think I'm going to do it. And I'm so glad you all helped me. And so I cannot wait to see you guys the next time. Again, Georgia's still on her sabbatical, but we're going to make sure. And no, not yet. We are going to make sure that Betty and Georgia, we are here together with you next time. There I am. And for another exciting episode of Late to the Party. So go and check out 1946 Meryl Oberon, George Brent, and Temptation. Scandalous, a woman just does not know when she has it good, exchanges a good man for a total rogue, and pays the price. That's all I'm going to say. It's on YouTube for free. There's several channels that is on. Go and look at it. So for How Betty Davis Saved My Life, I'm Moya. Like, share, subscribe. See you guys next time.
So my fellow stars and starlets, superstars, don't forget to comment. Let us know what you think about these movies. Did you see these movies? Comment, share, subscribe, like, follow, do all that. We really appreciate it. Let's keep these great series and films alive. So, this is Moya for another episode of Late to the Party. Thanks, you guys. Looking forward to the next one. You take care.